Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Whichever title you go by, remember today is the reason for the seasons. Christ is the reason for the season. Today, my special guest bringing you the word for Christmas is Reverend William E. Jones, Jr., who is the pastor of 87th Street Church of Christ in Chicago. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. I want you to welcome and listen in and tune in as Reverend William E. Jones, Jr., pastor of 87th Street Church of Christ, bring you today's word. Good morning, Reverend Williams, and welcome to In the Know with Mo.
Well, good morning, Maureen Forte. And again, I thank you for the opportunity to just talk about God. And what a great theme, O Come Ye All Faithful. I think that the faithfulness that we should have in God, the faith that drives us to believe that God is who God is one of the most important things. But let me start by saying, I have a songwriter who wrote a song that says, some people have seen where God has brought you from, and they don't really understand it because they don't know your story. You see, you don't know the things that I have come through. The songwriter goes further and says, you cannot imagine the pain and trials that I have had to endure because you don't know my story. He says, you don't know the day he set me free. You cannot imagine the strongholds and the walls that set me free, but all God has been faithful to me. He promised he would never leave me. So my story proves that God can use me. Deliverance is my testimony because you don't know my story. I think everybody that's on radio land and under the sound of my voice should have a story. Everyone should be able to talk about what God has done for them. And I am convinced that it's only because of God that we're here today. And so your praise, your testimony, your shout, your scream should not just be because you are going through some things and all of a sudden you are now happy, but your praise should be when you are happy every day God blesses you. That should be your praise. Now, maybe some of you don't understand what I'm trying to say, but we can praise, jump up and down, shout at a concert. If it was Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Whispers, some of my old school friends, Frankie Beverly and Mae, we can praise when we hear something like that. But when God opens your eyes every morning and when God lays you down to sleep at night, you should have a praise. When God takes you through some of your trials, you should have a praise. We are in a praising season right now. If you look back over these years, over this year, all you can say is, oh, my God, look what my God has done for me. So can I tell you briefly why I picked this topic today? Because I believe that there are people in radio land who really need God. There are some things that I got to tell you, radio family, because if it works for Bartimaeus in the book in Mark, in the chapter of Mark, then it should work for you. You'll remember, you're familiar with the story of blind Bartimaeus. They bought him. They bought him and set him down, and all he could do was cry out to Jesus. Can I just tell you that everybody should have a Bartimaeus story? Everybody should be able to talk. If you can praise God at a basketball game, a football game, a lotto machine, a concert, why not be able to praise God by opening your mouth and telling God how grateful you are for the things he's done? I think there's some folk out here who can say, Lord, I need you. And I need you now like I've never needed you before. It's in the book of Mark. It's the gospel of Mark. It is when they took Bartimaeus and set him in, and he cried out for God to help him. If he can help Bartimaeus, he can help you and he can help me. But as I go to my prepare for my closing, let me just say this. You see, sometimes folk that are in your circle, your family members, your contacts, they can mess up your miracle. So for those of us who still believe that God does miracles, yeah, you need to take an interview of your family and friends. Look at your friends and say, do you really believe that he opens blind eyes? Do you really believe that he heals cancer, shrink tumors, open doors that no one else can open? And if your friends don't believe, if your family don't believe, you need to find some new friends. It's the gospel, exciting. It's an exciting gospel, because by the time we get to Mark chapter 10, God is on his way to Calvary. And I just got to say this. Thank God for the cross. Thank God that my Savior died for you and I. Thank God that he gave his life. And now that we're in a season of praise, now that we're in a time where we are giving and loving, we should not forget what God has brought us through. Some of us have stories out of this world. Just look back over your life. Look back over these 12 months and look at what God has done for you. When God gets ready to heal you, my God doesn't need medical equipment. For Bartimaeus, he didn't need any medical help, any medical advisors. My God just did it just like he did the woman who had the issue of blood. My God can heal. And so if you're in a moment of healing, you're going through some illnesses, some sicknesses, you're in the right place this morning. I understand it's Christmas. I understand it's the time of giving. But trust me, it's also the time of healing. And so it's a time to praise God. If he healed your family, if he healed someone you love, this is a good time to praise him. This is a good time to let him know how much you love him, how much you're thankful for him. And so this morning, let's praise God. Let's thank God. Because if God can heal Bartimaeus, then God can heal you. If God can deliver those who are going through something, then God can deliver you. Don't give up on God. Because I promise you, there will come a day when your name can't get what you need to get through your storm, when your money can't buy your healing, when your check won't be able, you won't be able to write a check to be saved. Your degrees won't matter. But there is something that nobody else has. There is going to come a time, because there is nothing like crying out to God, the God of heaven, saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus is not a well-known name, but this is someone who said, I know somebody who can help me. And he cried out, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. And so if you're in radio land and you're going through something, it's time to just call on the name of Jesus. It's time to give your life to Jesus. It's time to stop depending on man and depending on Jesus. I wish I had some folk in radio land this morning that has been in some situations that all of you know that you could not do it because you couldn't get it done by yourself. I wish I had some witnesses that all you could do is call on the name of Jesus. God stepped in, and he stepped in right on time. There is something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. His name just makes heaven rejoice. So this morning, in a season of praise, in a season of blessing, oh, come all ye faithful. I think we need to stop putting our trust in man and start putting our trust in God. One thing God has taught us, and he's taught us how to love, taught us how to give. He's taught us how to worship. And so this morning I'm asking you, put your trust in him. Don't put your trust in man. Love everyone. Enjoy the season of giving, but give God all the praise. I want to thank you this morning. I want to thank Maureen Forte for just being able to leave you with the word that will encourage your soul. May God bless you. But let me pray right at this time. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this moment of praise, and we thank you for giving. We thank you for blessing us through this 12 months. We thank you for allowing us to be in this season. Now there are many out there going through storms, trials, situations, circumstances. They're just dealing with life's problems. We're asking you at this time, Lord, that you remove the situation. Bless the families. Bless the individuals. Lord, renew their spirit. Direct their minds. Direct their souls to the only one that can save them. Because it's in your name that we ask these praises and blessings. And we say, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend. You've been listening to Reverend William E. Jones, Jr., pastor of 87th Street Church of Christ, located at 1935 West 87th Street in Chicago. 87th Street Church of Christ is a Christian congregation serving the Chicago community and encouraging others through a life-changing Christian journey. So if you are available any Sunday, because the doors of the church are always open, stop by 87th Street Church of Christ. 87th Street Church of Christ seeks to serve God by working for justice and peace, respect, and learning from all the great faith traditions, and desire to be known by the love they have for one another. I encourage you and suggest stopping by 87th Street Church of Christ. You've been listening to In the Know with Mo, and again, I want to thank my special guest, Reverend William E. Jones, Jr., of Greater of 87th Street Church of Christ. Until next time, stay focused and be blessed. Thank you, Rev.
Thank you.